Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. You'll recall we're in the middle of the sugya, which we started yesterday, Yud Amid Beis, roughly 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. We'll just go through it quickly to get back into the swing. Amma Ular Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidim Shloi Hutzrachu Letzibur, Niftin Tamimim. Every single year on Rish Chodesh Nisan, when the Olam had given their brand new Machtes HaShekels, all the new Kabbonis Tzibur for the year have to come from the Truma Chadosha. They cannot go from the Taklin Atikin, from the old Shkolim. Why? Because it says in the laning that we say on Rosh Chodesh, it says, Chodesh Chodesh B'Chodeshoy, L'Chodesh Hashana, Chadesh V'Hove, you have to go and bring from the Truma Chadosha, from the new monies, when you want to go and bring new Kabbonis Tzibur. Every single Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they peeked into the Lishkas HaTloim, to go and determine what's going to happen with those old tefillin that already bought with the older monies from last year, with the old money from last year. Since it's now Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to go and bring from the new money. Vosel medotan. So Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, even though there's nothing wrong with the tefillin which are remaining in that lishka for purposes of bringing the carbon. Nevertheless, you can be poid it tamimim. They're tum. If it wouldn't be for the fact that it's Chodesh Nisan, we would bring these kabbonis. There's nothing wrong with these animals. That this is here raising, because we've always been trained to learn that you can only be poide kodshim izbeiach when it has kedushas aguf, when it's a balmum, not when it's a tam. So this is a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan, take those old to meet them and go and buy them back. And then, in other words, first be pointed them on monies, and then take money from the Truma Chadasha to go and purchase them back, to be able to use them now for the new year. So says Yimor Yosef Rabba Kamalashmaita, Rabba was repeating this Shtikal Torah in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Yochanan. Omele Rav Chizda, man tzayis lecho uler b'yochan Rabba. Who's ever going to listen to you and to your Rebbe, Reb Yochanan? V'chi kedusha shebehen lehechan holcha. The kedusha is there, kedusha saguf. You can't take off Kedushas Aguf unless there is some sort of mum, some sort of blemish. And you just say, poof, we're going to be poisoned. I don't understand. Amalei. So Rabbi said, Atle Tizbra, Deloy Amrinan Kedusha, Shebehen Lehechan Holcha. Don't you agree with me that there is precedent for this halacha, as we'll see momentarily from a Mishnah, where it's crystal clear that there too, there's Kedushas Aguf, and nevertheless you're able to go and be poisoned and use it with the new Truma Chadasha. It's mamish a parallel case. Just like every year you have at least four Shepselach left over in the Lishkas HaTloim, every single year you always have Moiser HaKtoiris. We explained yesterday, how do you have Moiser HaKtoiris? Number one, from the extra three Munim that were made specially for Yom Kippur, of which the Meloi Chofnayim was typically less than two handfuls, and therefore we have now a half mana of the three mana being used, but we have 2.5 mana left over, as well as they made 365 mana every single year for purposes of the Ktoiris, and you only needed 354. Of course, the extra 11 were used in future years for Shanim Uberes. But the point is, every single year there's a Moisa Ktoiris, and that Ktoiris was purchased with the old Taklin Atikin, the old Shkolim. How can you use it in a new year? Don't you have to bring everything from the Truma Chadasha? So what did they do with that Moisek Torah? So they did something very similar. It's a little bit more elaborate than the case of the Tamidim. They also were poided, even though it was Bitzmi Musa, even though it was Kedusha Saguf, as the Gemara explains. What Tanan says in the Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesech Shkolim, Moisek Torah Moy Oysen, but what did they do with the Moisek Torah that was left over from year to year? They would mafrishin schar ha'umnin. First they would go and take from the Truma Salishka, they would go and take the amount to pay the umnin for their wages. And when they took it out, even Rashi said they didn't even have to hand it over to the umnin. The gizbar was able to go and be zocha on their behalf. And what did he do with that schar? He would go and the marshal put it on the table, and he would say, I'm now being mafreshit and being mezakit for purposes of the umnin. And even though until now it had kedusha because part of hegdish, however, since he's paying for their wages to go and produce the 368 monim of ketoires, so then the kedusha went into the services that were provided or to be provided. And that being the case, now the monies are without Kedusha. And again, we haven't actually handed it over to the Omnin, but we've been mezakeh to the Omnin. And now what do? We take the old Keteres, the Moisa Keteres that's left from last year, and so therefore now the Keteres no longer has Kedusha, but rather that Kedusha has been transferred to the Mois. We hand over the Keteres, which is now Chulin, to the Omnin for their Schar. Obviously, they cannot go and buy groceries and they cannot pay their mortgage or their taxes by using Torahs. Ah, so now the Gizbar comes back again. The Choizim Eloichanoisam Mitruma Chadasha. We go and take new money from the Truma Chadasha and we buy back from the Umnin the Moisra Torahs that we just gave them a few minutes ago as their schar, as their wages. And we buy it back and everything is great. Freiti Mora Vamai. Ask the same question that you asked to Rabbah. How did you go and take something which had Kedusha Sagov and be poide it when it's all Tamimim? For my name, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Holcha, the same question that you asked before Rav Chizda to Rabbah. He said, Man Tzai Yislach, who's going to listen to you and to Rabbi Yochanan? The Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Holcha. No, how did the Kedusha over here by the Moisek Tardis, where did that go and poof? And then you were able to go and buy it back with the Truma Chadasha. Omalesi told them, your question is based on a premise that the Ketoidus, in fact, had Kedushas Aguf. Ketoidus ka Amris, Shani Ketoidus, the Kedushas Damimhi. The whole Kedusha that the Ketoidus had was only Kedushas Dam. So now, what was the Havamina? What was the Gemara's Teretz? So Rashi says that it's talking about a situation where the Ketoidus was not yet placed in a formal clay shores. Clay shores, as we discussed yesterday, those were kalim that were used for the service of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the Umnin had produced all of that ketoiris, and then the ketoiris was in, let's say, in a plastic container, so to speak, held in storage for throughout the year. They typically would go and prepare the 368 at the beginning of the year. Since it didn't go bad, they would use it on a daily basis, and they had this large storage bin of ketoiris, and they used it from day to day to day, etc. Anyway, so in that storage bin, wherever it was, it never got Kedusha Saguf. I didn't you use the Machteshes to go and grind it and to crush it and to produce the Ketoidus? We used the Machteshes, but the Machteshes was just, if you will, a kitchen instrument, and it never had the status of Klei Sharis, and therefore it did not get Kedusha Saguf. See, more in the Havamin assumed that that Machteshes did instill Kedusha Saguf into the Ketoidus, and so therefore we have a direct parallel between the Tloim, which were in the Lishka Sagot, in the Lishka Satloim, which had Kedusha Saguf, and we have the Ketoidus, which had Kedusha Saguf. So just like you asked me, says Rabbah to Rav Chizda, you asked me, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Holcha, and I ask you by the Ketoidus, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Holcha. Just like over there it went, here too it goes. Says Rav Chizda, I'm sorry. We're not talking about apples and apples. We're talking about apples and oranges. Why? Because in the case of the Tamidim, you're right. There we're talking about it's Kedusha Saguf. But when we're talking about the Ketoidus, it's talking about Kedusha's Damin. Because the Machteshes is just a kitchen instrument. It doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kli Sharis. Oh, by anything that has Kedusha's Damin, that you can easily be poided. That's no problem. The Gizbar throughout the year, when people are donate to him tables and chairs and pens and pencils and anything else that people wish to donate to the Gizbar, and the Gizbar decides, I don't need this property, he can go and sell it to the world, and through that effect a pidyon. Well, how can you? Kedusha's Gof. It doesn't have Kedusha's Gof. It only has Kedusha's Damim. Ah, since it's Kedusha's Damim, no problem in going and being poiden, being machal, the Ketoidus. But I still have my problem. How can you go and take away the Kedusha from the Tloim?
How can it only have Kedusha's Damim? If something is, if I take out an animal and I makdish it lebedek habayis, if it's running Mizbeach, perforce, right away it's infused with Kedusha's Mizbeach, Kedusha's Haguf. Mm-hmm. This Ketores is Royal Mizbeach. It's already been ground.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How can we say that it we can restrict it to Kedusha's Damim only?
Because the Ketores is nothing until the Koyin takes it in the kli sharis mamish, a real kli sharis, and then he takes it over to the mizbeach for purposes of placing it on the mizbeach apanimi together with the gecholim, and then going and being makter.
An animal doesn't require that step, so it right away launches into kedushas and gecholim.
There's no kedushas kli when you're talking about interim step.
That addresses it. Thank you.
Okay, baruch Hashem. Anyway, so bottom line is at this point, the Gemara assumes that, or the Gemara has concluded, at least tentatively, that the Machteshes does not affect Kedushas HaGuf because it's not a bona fide Kli Sharis. Frank to my Elamiat, if that's the case, Loiti Basel Bitvul Yoim. Tvul Yoim, as you know, means a person who became Tomei, who went to the mikveh. He's waiting for Herif Shemesh until nightfall, but in the meantime, he has the status of a Tvul Yoim. Now, Tvul Yoim is a little bit like a Benesh Moshes. He has a certain amount of Tumah, but not the same amount of Tumah when he was originally pre-going to the mikveh. Normally, a person who happens to be Tomei, he can go and be Metameh, other Kalim and Oichlin Amashkin, depending whether he was an Avot Tumah, Rishon Tumah, okay, without going through all the Hilchas Tumah Vitara, but he has a strong degree of Tumah. A Tvul Yoim, however, his degree of Tumah is much lessened, and therefore he cannot go and be Metameh, he can only be Poisel. What's the difference between Metameh or Poisel? Metameh means that you have so much Tumah in you that it can go the extra step, meaning that you're going to go and be metame, for instance, another person or a kli, and then in turn, that person or that kli can go and be metame, other kelim, or, not in the case of the kli, but the oichlim and mashkin. So therefore, it's called metame, because not only do I infuse the victim with this tumma, but there's so much tumma, he can go and be metame, other things after that. Mashenkin a tvul yoim can only passel, which means you can go and cause something to become tameh, but then the tumah stops there, it doesn't continue on. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you're telling me that the machteshes only gives you a kedushas dam, not a kedushas aguf, why do we say that the ketores would become possible bitvul yoim? Wouldn't I think that it only becomes possible bitvul yoim if it has kedushas aguf? Oh. Yes, you have a question.
Yeah, could a tvul yom partake in the Paschal lamb?
Can he partake? Because when do you eat the Paschal lamb?
After Herf Shemesh.
By that time, he's no longer tvul yom. Okay, so look to Gemara. So now, again, the Gemara is now doing a bit of a tug of war back and forth. What does a machteshes do? Does it go and cause the ketores only to have a kedushas damim, or even a kedushas? In fact, if it's Kedushas Dhamma, it's not that the Machteshes does anything. It already had the Kedushas Dhamma by the fact that it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the Machteshes is neutral. It doesn't upgrade it, it doesn't downgrade it, it just stays the same. Or do I go and say the Machteshes, in fact, is a Kli Sharis, and it goes and does a Hagva and upgrade and converts the Kedushas Dhamma to Kedushas Haguf. So far, initially, the Gemara assumed that Machteshes does infuse it with Kedushas HaGuf. And therefore, it's a very good apples and apples comparison to the Tmidim in the Lishkas HaTloim. The reason why you can easily be poided and mechalid at the end of the year for the new year, because it only Kedushas HaGuf. Frank, tomorrow, if it's only Kedushas HaGuf, then why is it become possible with Tvul Yoyim? Alomitani, we learned in the Braisa. Nosem Machteshes. Once you go and take the Ketores and you put it through the Machteshes and you do your pounding and grinding and crushing and all the rest, Nefselis Mitzvul Yoim. Oh, so I see L'choyer the Machteshes is in fact a Kli Shores which does infuse the Ketores with Kedushas HaGuf. So therefore, once again, Rabbi says, Rav Chisda, I have a good Raya from Ketores to my case of the Tmidim. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, no, Nishka Raya. Because kol kedushas damim mifsli b'tvul yoim. That maybe every kedushas damim, it's not only the kedushas aguf that can become possible b'tvul yoim, even kedushas damim can be possible. But now, we learn nishtazai. Hamanochas, when you talk about a korban mincha, mi'alin behen mishahuk tishu. As soon as a person goes and takes flour and says, I am now makdish this ligavoy, I'm going to go and bring it for korban mincha, then already a din of mi'ila attaches to it. The reason why Me'ila attaches, says Rashi, because Kedushas Damim Bas Me'ili. The din of Me'ila doesn't only apply to Kedushas Aguf. If you use, abuse, misuse something that has Kedushas Damim, then you're over on Hilchas Me'ila. And Zokti Yimor said, Marachas Me'al Memeshu Tishu. However, it only has Kedusha's Damim at this point. Kitchen Bekli, once you put into our Kli Shareis in the base Mikdash, Och Shuli Pasal Bitvul Yoim, and Umachusik Kippurim, Ubelina. Tvul Yoim and Machusik Kippurim are basically paralleled. Tvul Yoim means an individual who required Mikveh and Herif Shemesh, and he only had Mikveh. He didn't have Herif Shemesh yet, that's why he's called Tvul Yoim. Machusik Kippurim, even after the Mikveh, and even after the Herif Shemesh, has to go and bring a korban the next day in the Beis Hamikdash. What are examples of Mechusik Kippurim? A Yeledes, a Metzoyra, a Zav, a Zava, etc. Mitchum, we'll get to this when we learn more in the Seder Kodesh. But in the meantime, so Mechusik Kippurim and Tvul Yoim both are more or less in the same category. They're not fully Tohar, but they're partially Tohar, if you will. So they can go and passel now the korban mincha, since it went through this kli. Moreover, the mincha can now become posel belina. If you don't go and bring it that same day, you wait overnight, by the next day, mincha is no good. So what do I see from that Mishnah? Kitchabikli im, like kitchabikli loy. It's only when you put it inside that magical kli sharis, then it becomes posel betvul yoyim. Elamai, so what do I see from this? Kedushas hagufi. That just like the case of the kli in which you place the mincha, cause the mincha now to become posel bitvul yoyim, it must be that the machteshes as well gives it a kedushas haguf, and that's why it becomes posel bitvul yoyim. So tomorrow, if that's the case, el miyatati posel belina. Just like we said in this list, that by the kar mincha, once you put it into the kli, not only does it become posel bitvul yoyim, but also belina. So when we had that price at the top, Nosim Machteshes, Netzelus Bitvul Yoyim. Why didn't it go through the same list? Netzelus Bitvul Yoyim, Mechusik Kippurim, Moba Lina. Why did we leave out the Lina? So you're going to go and tell me, okay, the Brisa wasn't going through all the categories. But Lama Tanan, let's continue on to another Mishnah. A Mishnah, Mesechtes Me'ila, HaKoimitz, Valavoyne, VaKtoiris, Ketoiris, Minchas Kehana, Minchas Koim Mishriach, Minchas Esoch, Me'ala Behen. My Alben is a din of Meila, Misha Hook to Shoe, Kid Shoe Bik, I'm sorry, my Alben Misha Hook to Shoe, semicolon, Kid Shoe Bikli, Hook Shoe Bikli, until Yom Mechusik Kippurim, Oba Lina. What is this case all about? Koimitz is, of course, the three fingers of Soilus that the Koyim takes Kemitza from the Korban Mincha. It doesn't have to be Soilus, but it's with three fingers that he goes and takes from the Korban Mincha, he takes what we call the Kemitza. The Kemitza is put on the Mizbeach, and then the Shirayim is Nechel the Kahanim, because it happens to be a status of Kodesh Kodeshim. Va'levoina is incense. You bring that Levoina together with the Kemitza on your standard Mincha. Mincha Schoite, you don't bring Levoina, but your normal Korban Mincha, besides the Kemitza, you also bring Mit, this Levoina. Va'aktoidus, Aktoidus that we're talking about, that was brought every day in the base of Mikdash. Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, Minchas Esachim. These three Kabbanis Mincha are different than your standard Korban Mincha. In which way are they different? All other private Kabbanis Mincha, you take a Kemitza. Kemitza goes on the Mizbech. Kemitza Mincha is, again, the three fingers. You put it on the Mizbech, and the Shirayim is Nechal Kehanim. However, if a Koyin brings a Korban, it says, V'chol Minchas Koyin, Cholil Tiyya, Loisi Yochel. The Koyin donates a Korban Mincha, the whole thing goes on the Mizbech, no Kemitza. Same thing in Minchas Koyin Mashiach. Koyin Mashiach is referring to the Koyin Godel. The Koyin Godel, every single day, he brought what was called the Chavitin, where Machtzisa Baboyke, Machtzisa Ba'oreb, also a special Korban Mincha, the whole thing was put on the Mizbech. Minchas Esachim is every single time, not every Korban, but many, many Korbanois, together with the Korban, you had to go and bring a Mincha and the Esachim. The Gemara always kind of merges the two together, Minchas Esachim, a Korban Mincha, Avni Sorin. So this really depends whether you're talking about Shlosh Yisrael Nalpar, Shnei Yisrael Le'oil, Yisrael La'keves. And then you also have to have the Nisach Hayayim. Nisach Hamayim was only on Sukkis, but Nisach Hayayim had all the time on many of the Kabbanis. How much was the Minchas Esachim? Chatzia Hin Yevapar, Ishlisha Sehim La'ayil, Revia Sehim La'keves Yoyim, Zohois, Oilas Chodesh, B'chodesh, B'chodesh Eshan. Anyway, so that's the Minchas Esachim. That Mincha that was put on the Mizbeach, also no Kemitza, Yegam Tzazach, Kula Kol. So all three of these are in the same category. Minchas Kehanim, Minchas Kehanim Mashiach, Minchas Esachim, that they're all Kulay Kolil on the Mizbeach. Anyway, all of them, once somebody was makdish the flower for these purposes, or the levoina or the ketores, then there's already a din of me'ila, and like we said before, because even kedushas damim bas me'ila he. But now let's go to the sefer. Kidshu b'kli. What happens if you took the koimitz, or the levoina, or the ketores, or any one of these menachas, and you put it into a kli sharis in the base of mikdash? Now there's an automatic upgrade. No more kedushas damim. Now it's kedushas haguf, and therefore it becomes possible b'tzvul yoyim, chusik purim, and balina. Now notice we're talking about, if you will, a common kli. Not necessarily we're talking about the same kli mamish, but what we're saying is that just like by the korban mincha, the same thing by a korban ketores.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfortable, pick up your jacket. Sure. Anyway, we're learning to get warm, so I don't want you to start boiling here.
Oh, okay.
So all of these items, when you put them into your normal kli sharis, we're not talking about a machteshes now, we're talking about a regular kli sharis, they have now been upgraded, they now have the status of kedushas haguf, and therefore it becomes possible to yoin. And belina, I see kedushubikli in, like kedushubikli loy. So it sounds like only if you put it into your normal kli sharis. But prior to that, it did not have any kedusha, li pasul belina, and even li pasul b'tvul yoyim. But didn't it go through the machteshes? Oh, is the chasim and the machteshes only effects kedushas damim, or it only leaves it at kedushas damim? It doesn't upgrade it to kedushas hagof. So you said at the top of the yomid, I have a perfect example of a parallel to the tloim of the Rish Chodesh Nissen of the Lishkas Atloim, that what niftan to me them, and you asked the question, Kedusha Ben Lehechan Holcha, let me ask you, I see over here, Legabe, the Ketores, also, Kedusha Ben Lehechan Holcha. So until now, we assume that the Machteshes effects a Kedusha Saguf. So it's Mamish apples and apples. Says the Gemara, no, it cannot be apples and apples. If you're telling me that Mamish, it affects a Kedusha Saguf, then Oy Bazoi, why don't we say that it becomes possible lina? When does it become possible lina? Only when it goes into a normal kli sharis, not when it went through the machteshes stage. Amalei told me lina kamris. He asked me a kasha from lina. Lina doesn't really apply to ketores. Why? Shani ketores hoil v'tzerasa b'chol hashana kula. The ketores remains totally intact. Agantziyar. So what the Gemara is telling us is something fascinating, which is that we know that there's a din of lina, we know there's a din of noiser, you leave something beyond its timeline. So poshim shaz gzeiros hakasid, you have to go and eat your carbon within yom v'layla, shnei yom v'layla echad, you have to go and do yizrikas adam before either the morning, chatzois, whatever. You have to eat kabbonis within a certain period of time. As we stay in the time. What our Gemara is telling us is a time of the krah, like that of Rib Shimon, because after a while it gets either stale or it gets rotten,
shelf
it goes
life.
Bad, they shelf life. The shelf life of Torah is B'chol Shana Kula, says Rashi. Nothing happens if to Rashi, the first wide line, Hoyu V'tzurasa, Eina Mishana Es Marisa, the Torah can be there the entire year and nothing happens to it.
Doesn't lose its potency?
Very
good. Or its shape.
Or its shape, or its color. Form, or its smell, or its color, everything remains the same.
Just like sperm.
Exactly. Hilkach Avagav, sometimes it gets dusty, and that's why basically you have to go and shuckle them out, right, from all the chametz. Anyway, Eina Mishamis Marisa, Hilkach Avagav, the Kedushas Agofi, even though it has Kedushas Agof, Loi Mivsala Belina. Ah, so the Gemara wants to say that it gets Kedusha Sagof, but there's no psulina. So therefore, Machteshes, in fact, gives a Kedusha Sagof. And that's why it becomes Nifsal B'tvul Yoyim. So you ask, if it's Nifsal B'tvul Yoyim, why isn't it possible lina as well? Because there's no Shaychus, you can't even talk about lina and Ketores in the same sentence, because Ketores remains potent and the same color and the same mm-hmm. Exactly for the full year. So
60, 70 years, they would take the remainders.
We're going to get to that in a moment. So if that's the case, but here in this Mishnah it says it does become possible, that once you put it into a real kli sharis, not the In other words, the Gemara's answering is Machteshes Taka does effect Kedushas Aguf, and that's why it becomes possible Tfulyayim. And that's why Rav Chizvi or Kasha on the four Taloyim, six Taloyim is not a Kasha, because we don't ask Kedushas Shebehem Lehechan Olcha. Just like by the Ketoridus, somehow or other we're able to Mechalo it, here too by the Taloyim, we're also able to go and be point to them. No problem. You ask, how come there's no din of Lina if it becomes Kedushas Aguf? The reason is because Lina is not Shayach when you're talking about the Torah, because the shelf life is a year and 70 years and 60 years and all the rest. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis Taka adds Noch Ashtikala. If you look at the Tosis Hoy Vitzarasa Kola Shana Kula, code that's the big Tosis down below. If you go down about 6-7 lines in the Tosis, towards the beginning of the line, you see it says Lamed Chof Nun with two Shtrechalach, which means Lechein Nir Lefarish. Shanik Toidis, Hoil the Tsurasa Kolashana Kula. That is the Tsura of bringing and manufacturing the Toidis. She Iker Mitzvasa Vakachla Soisa Kula Betchila Sashana. At the beginning of the year, they used to go and prepare all the 368 monim for the Gansiyar. So therefore, that's the Tsura. It's not like Rashi's learning that the Tsura, the image, the color, the fragrance, whatever, doesn't change. No, no, no. The whole tzura of Ketoris is that from the beginning of the year you manufacture the 368 and you leave it in the storage bin somewhere, and then day by day by day they keep on taking out another mana for purposes of bringing the daily Ketoris, and then Yom Kippur you're going to go and take out three mana for purposes of the Chofnai. The Zukti Yimara. But now the question is, if Lina is taken not shayich at all by the Ketoris, how come it says at the end of this mission, which we just quoted, that once you put it into a kli, hukshru li posel b'tzvul yoy mechusik yipurim uba Lina? Well, you just told me Ketoris, the word Lina is not shayich. Well, how are you telling me that? So we answered that Machteshes does give Kedushas Aguf. And that's why it becomes possible b'tzvul yoyim. Why didn't we talk about Lina? Because Lina is not shayach by, if Lina is not shayach by Ketoris, then even if you put it into a, not a machteshes, into a regular kli, why does it say it becomes possible Lina? So Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi says, again, that same Rashi which we stopped in the middle, second wide line, Omiyum mishikod shebekli likarev, gozer barabonim psalina, not minatoida, it's midrabonim. After all, they use this kli or very similar kelim, both for the Karban Mincha and for the Levoina and for the Kodesh and the Minchas Kehanim and the Minchas Kohen Mashiach and the Minchas Tzachim. They use it for, these are all multi-purpose kelim, or you have kelim that look all basically the same. Maybe the Mincha one and the Kodesh was a little bit different, but they're all basically the same klishas. If you're going to go and tell me that when you put Kodesh inside a kli shareis, guess what happens? No din of lina. So me, the amuret, when I put the mincha into a kli of that size and that shape, I'll say, no din of lina. I remember yesterday, the ketoris was there overnight and nobody screamed, lina, lina, lina. So mincha probably the same thing. So therefore the Gemara, the Chacham had to go make a special gezeira by these kelim. But that only applies to these kelim. It doesn't apply to the machteshes. Because the machteshes was miyuchad, used specially for ketoris. It wasn't used for purposes of the Kar Mincha. Mincha had a different set of kelim, a rechaim, or whatever you used to go and grind the mincha, as opposed to this, where you did it for crushing and pounding, not necessarily for grinding, a different kelim. So therefore, Machteshes, we didn't make a gzeira, but by this kli, we had to make a gzeira that should become possible lina, midra ban. Okay, so tomorrow, mikol mokum kasha. After everything is said, we've gone back and forth, is Machteshes. You're a klisharis, is it not a klisharis? And the Gemara has concluded at this point that in fact it is a klisharis, and that's the reason why it does get Kedushas Aguf, and that's why it becomes Nifsal Bitful Yoim. You're going to ask me why doesn't it become possible Belina? As we explained, because that's the Tzura, it doesn't go bad, or like the Tosis says, the Chatchila, that's how they process of the Ketoris was that they manufactured the whole thing at the beginning of the year, knowing fully well that it's going to sit around for a whole year, and we don't say that it becomes possible. Aha, okay, afraid Timura, Shkoyach. So now we've concluded, Machteshes, yes, Klisharis, it makes it Kedushas Aguf, And now the question is, Mikol Mokum Kasha, V'chi Kedusha Shebehem Leheichen Holcha, the original question that Rav Chisda posed to Rabba. Rabba never answered the question. Rabba rather said to Rav Chisda, and don't you agree with me that we don't say Kedusha Shebehem Leheichen Holcha? I'll bring a raya from Ketoris. And the Gemara went back and forth on the Ketoris. But bottom line, now that we've concluded that Ketoris, in fact, does have Kedusha Seguf, and that's why it becomes possible with Tvul Yoyim. So Ibazoi, how did you go poof that this Kedusha went away? Normally Kedusha Seguf, you cannot go and just be Mechal or just be Poiter. So how did you do it? And the Kasha now is on both, says Rashi. The Kasha is, like Rav Chisda posed to Rabba, how do you do it by the Tmidim Tmimim? How does the Kedusha go away? And now Rabba goes back to Rav Chisda. And how did it work by Ketoris? So I have Taka Kasha in both. How does that work? Amar Rabba, I'll explain to you now, Rav Chisda. Lebezdin Masna Aleyan. Anytime the Gizborim set aside these Kvasim in the Lishkas Atloyim for purpose of bringing the carbon tamid, and anytime the base of Tinus at the beginning of the year is producing their Ketoris, either the Bezdin says explicitly or it's implicit, Im Hutrichu Hutrichu. If we're going to need these Taloyim, or we're going to need this Ketoris in this year, it should have the full Kedushas HaGuf of Karbonis and all the rest. Dimlav, however, what happens if we're not going to need them? And in fact, at the end of the year, at least four Kvasim are not going to be needed, as well as there's going to be Moisak Ketoris, Yilud Domain, it should only stay with Kedushas Domim, and not with Kedushas HaGuf.
Why not make it Chulin then? If it's Lev Bezdin, it's Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then why not say that they don't even need pidgin whatsoever? If you're going to use them, go nuclear.
I hear you.
Say Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then say go the full 9 yards there. What's this holding back with this whole ritual of being poden and etc. etc.
Okay, probably
save a lot of headaches.
And a lot of pidyonis.
Transaction was a vigorous than my brokerage, yeah.
Exactly. Presumably the reason is because we didn't want people to trivialize the kedusha of a korban or a ketoris and saying, these might not be used and they're just chulin. We want to go and say they're all imbued with kedusha. Only question is, what degree of kedusha? Does it get a degree of kedusha all the way up to kedusha seguf? 99% of the time the answer is yes, but if it won't be necessary, it will only have kedusha done. Not that it's going to be chulin. After all, you're buying it with hegdish money from the Trumas Halishka. To go and say that I'm buying chulin, probably the Bezdin did not feel, the Chum didn't feel comfortable to go and say, it's only chulin if we don't need it. It still has kedusha. Or it could be that because of the fact that I'm buying it with the shkolim of the Trumas Halishka, automatically it's imbued with kedusha. What type of kedusha? Kedusha is domim. Kedusha from the money. Doesn't get kedusha seguf. Anyway, so bottom line is, it's either kedusha seguf if we really need it, but if it's moiser, sai by the tmidim, sai by the ketoris, and only has kedusha dam. Amalei Abaye, is that really true that it's only kedusha damim? And this is what Barry was referring to earlier. V'amar hu diomar, didn't you say yourself, hikdish zochar le domar, kodesh kedushas haguf? If a person takes a zochar doesn't mean just a male, it means in particular an ayil, a korban, an ayil that you want to go and bring the mushel for a shlamim or an oila or whatever.
Oila
especially. Good. Anyway, I mak the shit le domar. What means the domar? Now, many people are under the impression, as I was years ago, so the Dhamma means that I want to be makdashid for Bedek HaBayis. And since this Zohar is a Tamim, a Tam, automatically, it's Roif in the Mizbeach, it leaves Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, is an automatic upgrade from economy class to business class to first class. Since it's Roif for a carbon, it automatically gets the Kedusha Zaguf for a carbon itself. But that is not the case. If you are makdash an animal for Bedek HaBayis means you tell the Gizbar, use it for whatever, and not for a carbon, use it for whatever you want. I heard that the Bedek HaBayis is having their annual appeal. I don't have any cash. I go and give you a couple of animals. I give you 3 chairs and 4 tables and 8 Parker pens. What's a Parker pen? Anyway, you give those all for Kedusha Bedek HaBayis. They don't automatically get Kedusha Seguf. When the Gemara says that Hikdish Zochel Adoma means that I want to go and bring a carbon oil or bring a carbon shlomim or whatever carbon I want to go and bring. At the moment, I don't have any cash. I do have an animal, but this particular animal I don't want to bring for carbon itself. And the reason is because I don't think it's pretty enough, it's not handsome enough, it's not big, it's not
too
small.
Pretty, I don't want to use it.
Too pretty, whatever, no, I want to go and
eat. It's basically, it's a pledge, it's our security, it's
good.
A mashka.
Very good, but I want a limit schus. We don't want to go and say it's too pretty, if it could evoke him, anything's too pretty. But presumably it's not pretty enough, and therefore he wants a nicer animal. So he figures, in the meantime, like you say, a mashkin, he gives it kedushas domim, and says, I don't want to bring this carton, or this animal for a carton. I want to imbue it with kedushas domim, that eventually, when I find a better animal, I'm going to go and extract the kedushas domim by being poided to this animal, getting back my $100, $200. I'm going to use that as a down payment towards my fascinating, great Tesla animal, which is going to be a $500 animal. I'll be able to use that towards the other animal. So I would think, okay, why not? No. If the first animal is ro'uila mizbeach, even though that was not my intention, I only wanted it lidom of kedushas domim to eventually go and be poided and use the money to go and buy a different animal, an automatic upgrade, kodesh kedushas aguf. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, you tell me that if I didn't need these tloim or this ktoyas for purpose of the base of Middash because they were moiser at the end of the year and want to use it for next year, no problem, you can easily be poided because it only has kedushas domim. Didn't you tell me something which has kedushas domim? If it's roi lemizbeach, it automatically gets catapulted and upgraded to kedushas aguf. So how does this leiv bezem masna lein work? Isn't that in direct contradiction of this concept that something which is roi lekedush, and these obviously were roi lekedushas aguf, these tloim were there inside the lishkas tloim. I'm taking it out of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I'm looking at them, and they're all right to be brought for karbonis. There's no mum there. Everything is great. So how can you go and tell me that Bazin Masna Lim, they only have kedushas domim? Doesn't it automatically get upgraded to kedushas aguf? Every one like kasha. The omelet domain. Oyle the omelet domain nesachim. It depends when he says I am makdishet the domov for the mizbeach. Did he mean it for domim for and carbon oyle the mashal? That what? That this is a $200 animal, the mashal. I don't want to bring this one itself, but I do want to go and use it, as you say, like collateral as a mashkin. In the meantime, I give it to kedushas domim. You animal, your kedushas domim. When I find a better one, I'm going to be pointing to you, and I'm going to go and take the money, and I'm going to use it to buy the oil. Aha. Then you're right. If it's royal mizbeach, automatic upgrade. But what happens if he said, l'dimein nesachim? I don't want to go and use this animal for purposes of buying and be poided and buying an oila, but rather I want to use it for the nesachim. I have to go and bring the mincha and or the niske hayayin, and so therefore I don't have any cash. In the meantime, I give this animal now kedusha, when even though I'm giving it kedusha's damim, and even though it's raw oila mizbeach, there's no automatic upgrade because I wasn't makdishit kedusha's damim for an oila, I was makdishit kedusha's damim for nesachim. So what does it have to do with us? So there's no Rashi in the Amud Aleph, but Rashi on the Amud Beis says that if you're makdashit for purposes of the domain nesachim, which goes on the mizbeach, but nevertheless it wasn't for kedusha seguf for this animal, because I want to use this animal to go and liquidate the funds and after that go and buy nesachim. So then says Rashi, kolshkein, when the Chachamim said that we have these extra tuloyim left at the end of the year, I'm imbuing them not with kedushas aguf, but only with kedushas damim. What's the kedushas damim for? Not for a carbon, but rather to go and take the value and add that to the moiser of the Truma Salishka monies for the previous year, to be able to go and use for repair and maintenance in the Beis HaMikdash, or if you have even more monies, then you're going to use it for the Rechoivis for communal purposes. So that's even a greater chiddush than a greater non-use for oila. It's even more than non-use for nesachim. Nesachim, okay, it's not an oila, but at least it goes on the mizbeach. Now that I'm making this leiv bezem masna lein, it doesn't even go on the mizbeach. It's going to go and used for communal purposes, for the repair and maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash, etc. So therefore, that's why it does not get an automatic upgrade. Okay, so far so good. We have now finished the question that we asked yesterday. How did these tamimim automatically, you appointed them, or how you appointed them, oisak toides, don't they have kedusha seguf? And the answer is yes, but no. Yes, under normal circumstances they get kedusha seguf, but if they are moiser, Say the bezdin, the bezdin must alone only to give a kedushas stam. Frank dimar eis veyabai. Par besorshel yemi kipurim she avdu. Oyoyoy. The par koyin gadol or the sorshel nas bifnim. Now we're going to go and do all of the big avoidus in Yom Kippur, and of the they went and kemachta later. They ran away. They got lost. Okay, so I had to go and bring a new parvis or instead. V'chein seiri avoidus zara or a seiri avoidus zara. What's a seiri avoidus zara? What happens if Gan's Klal Yisrael erred in avoidus zara because of a faulty psak of the Bezdin HaGadol? Then the Bezdin has to go and bring, unlike by the case in Parshas VaYikra, if there was a par helm dov shel tibi, just bring a par. Here you have to go and bring a par and a soir by avodah zarah. The par is li'oila and the soir is la'chatas. Where is this all mentioned? This is all enumerated in Parshas Shlach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so what happens if the par v'soir of Yom Kippur or the soir of avodah zarah of the avodah zarah of Parshas Shlach? What's the common denominator on all of these? These are all chatois pnimiyos, because the avoida involves going and do zerikas adam. In the case of Yom Kippur, it's not only lefnim, but also lefnai v'lefnim, and while the sor for avoida zara is only lefnim and not lefnai v'lefnim, that means only on the paroiches and not in the kodesh kodesh. Okay. Anyway, she'ov devisha afreyach tachteim, I brought brand new ones. And then what happened? Subsequently, the shomrim, or the whoever, were able to go and identify the par v'soir or the seir avodah zarah, and they found them, and now the question is, can I use them for new karbonis in the future? For
Mesos test situation.
Zok the Gemara, kulan yamusu divrei Reb Yehuda. What's the reason why, says Rashi? Because of the famous rule, chomesh chatois mesos. What is one of the chomesh chatois mesos? Niskapru ba'leim bi'acher. Klal Yisrael has already used. That's what we said in the Amud Aleph. Hifresh achirim tachteyan. Seir avodah zarah. Hifresh achirim tachteyan. We already used new kabbanis. So therefore, the old kabbanis just go lemisa. One of the chamish katoyes meisoyes. Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Oimrim. No, no, no. Yiruachi estavu. V'yimachar v'yiplu demeim l'nedova. Oh, what about the chamish katoyes meisoyes? That only applies to Yechidim. It doesn't apply to Tzibur. Ein chatas Tzibur Mesa. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, the whole din of the Chomish Chatois Mesois is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Halacha was only given by Yechidim. It wasn't given in the case of the Chatas Tzibur. Okay, fine. So therefore, I have no Machloikis. Does it go L'Mesa? Or you have to wait until it gets a mum and you put it. Frank Timur, I don't understand either of those two shitas. Didn't you say on the Amud Aleph that when you don't need that carbon, then automatically Lev Bezin Mastalein gets triggered, and therefore it loses the Kedushas Aguf and gets the Kedushas Dama? We're not talking, of course, the exact same case. The Amud Aleph are talking about Moisir of Kodshim from year to year, or Moisir of Tardis from year to year. But the bottom line is, I don't need it. Why don't I need it? Because I'm going to go and bring new kabbanis from the new Truma Salishka. So therefore, they're going to be replaced. Ah, you can be replaced, you know what? Say the master lane only have kedushas done. So why don't they institute the same thing over here? I no longer need the par v'soir of Yom Kippur or the seir avodah zarah because I was mafish new ones. So when I find the old ones, am I lema lev bezna masna leim, and therefore they should automatically have kedushas damim, not kedushas aguf. They shouldn't have to go to misa. You shouldn't have to wait until yirat shi'estavu. You should be able to go and be poyed to them now or use them in the future for future kabbanos. Avodigamara. Avudin ka'amriz. You're talking about that the kabbanos got lost. Shani avudin to loishchichi. Lev bazin masalem on their radar screen are only those things which are shchiach, which happen on a frequent basis. The din of moiser of the tloim from the lishkas of tloim, as well as the moiser ktoidis, it happens every year. It's a yearly annual event. And Rosh Chodesh Nissan, what do I do with those old tloim? And the answer is, I'm going to have to go and be buy to them and then use them and buy them back from the Trumas HaLishka, the same Moisek Toidus, with the Schar Umnin, because this happens year after year after year. So therefore, the Chachamim made a Lev Bez Masale. But Abudim, what's the last time that you heard a part of a social Yom Kippurim get lost on Yom Kippur? Yom much security was going on, all the Kahanim, and everybody was careful and watching, and it's the holiest of the holiest days of the year. and the Seir Avodah Zarah was so unique, it didn't happen frequently. Who knows if there was ever a Seir Avodah Zarah? Can you imagine the Sanhedrin, the Bezna Gadol, Paskin, that a form of Avodah Zarah is okay, yeah, no problem, everybody can go and do it. And everyone, I can do it, so everybody did it. And now we've made a terrible boo-boo. I can understand by Chelev and Shuman that they, Bezna Gadol, made a mistake, and they thought that this is Shuman, and then someone pointed out, no, this is from the Hinds, and therefore it's Chelev, or something similar to that. But the Gabi Akis Avodah Zarah, what's the likelihood that this ever happened? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But obviously it's a Dovah Dolei Shchiach, and so therefore this wasn't on the radar screen. You don't say, Lev Bezin Mas Aleim, and therefore it either goes L'misa or Yirat Shiestaf. Aha, so you're telling me in the Lev Bezin Mas Aleim, when something is not Shchiach, the Bezin didn't make any special legislation or any special Tanakh. How often do you have a Parah Aduma? Rashi says that throughout the whole Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, how many have altogether? Only seven. We're talking about over a period of 410, 420, 830, and if you're assuming that they didn't have during the interim period of the 7 years ago, we're talking about 900 years, there were only seven Paraduma. Every time they brought a new Paraduma, people said, holy cow! We've right. never had that now.
Even longer, because Moshe Rabbeinu brought the first one, which is hundreds of years before. It's over 1,000 years.
Yeah, and from Moshe Rabbeinu until the first Beit Hamikdash, there were no paradumas.
There's only seven in total in history. Yeah, so.
I know. Rashi says only the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Anyway, doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you'll figure out the history. But getting back to our Gemara, clearly it was a very rare commodity. And nevertheless, Betanya, Parah Niftis Al Kol P'sul Sheba. We're now going into Hilchos Parah Aduma. What happens if a Parah Aduma developed a P'sul, whether it became a Balmum, or new hairs started growing out? As you know, you can't have two black hairs, and guess what happened? Two black hairs, three, five green hairs, yellow hairs, blue hairs, instead of red hairs, started growing out, and it developed a psul. So you can be poid to it. Mesa, when it happens if the Parah Aduma died, you can be poid to it. Nishkato, what happens if you shechted it, and you didn't shecht it b'ma'arachosa. We'll see in a moment that there was a special place where they used to go and shecht it, on the Har HaMishka. And this was, sorry?
Was that where you had to see into the Hecho?
Exactly. This, however, was shecht in somewhere else. The bother, you can go and be poided even after the shechit. Matzacher is noimena. What happens? We originally set aside a parah aduma, a red heifer, and then onto the market came even a nicer one, even a prettier one. It was a golden, crimson, red, and everybody said, "Wow, that old parah aduma compared to this new one is a good one."
Why don't you use both?
They didn't need both.
You need the water for the Tara of Hazashishishish.
You're asking Akasha for Masa. Okay. The bottom line is, this was their decision. Why they decided that way, I don't know. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu make two paradumas at the same time, and they already bought one, and now they're buying a second one, Neumann? I don't know. But that's what happened. So Matzachar's Neumann, they found a nicer one. Tipad, you could be pointed to the first. You could be pointed to the first one. Oh. So the Kasha Ligmor is going to be in a moment. L'choira, there was nothing wrong with the first one. So where did the Kedusha go away that you can be poid to it? Zaytzachos leiv beznen masna alein, even on a poraduma, which is so rare. It's loishchiach. So why don't we say the same thing by the avudim a moment ago? We say, loishchiach, and therefore, that's why you don't have that beznen. A poraduma is also once in 900 years, or 7 times 900 years, perhaps even longer. So wouldn't you say the same thing, that it's loy shchiach? So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. I'm just throwing it at this time. Continuing on. However, shachta gabi marachosa, if they shachted it on its proper place, on the Har HaMishka, where you can go and see towards the Beis HaMikdash, and Rashi says it was a mokum habodik lo mikever hatahoim, that there was no kever hatahoim problem over there to make it possibly tame. So everything was done the way it was supposed to by that time. If now they decide they want to be pointed, why would they decide to be pointed? I don't know. But in case they wanted to be pointed, for instance, if they found a nicer one, a better one, or whatever, too late. Now we're done. Okay. But what did I say before? The Motzacheres Noemena Tipode. How could that be? After all, it's a tam, it's not a balmum. Kedusha Shabbat Heichen Holcha. Oh, well, Lev Bezna Mas Alein. But you told me Ein Lev Bezna Mas Alein when you went by Dabash Loish Chiyach. And for the Gemara, no, you don't have to come on to Lev Bezna Mas Alein. there's no kedushas aguf limizbeach shani parad dekodshi perikabaisi. After all, the paradum is not brought into the Beis Hamikdash. There's no zrikas adam on the kronis of the mizbeach, on the sides of the mizbeach. None of that applies because since you're shechting, if it will be kodshi mizbeach, how could you even go and shecht it outside of it? Wouldn't be shechut echot. Okay. It's not really a strong kasha, because that's how the Torah tells you. But the point is, the Gemara is saying is, you don't need to come onto Lebed Masaleh, because it's better Kavayis Kedusha, and therefore it's like Kedusha's Domim, and that's why you can be pointed. Right, Gemara, let me ask you a question. If you're not using Lebed Masaleh, you're just saying because it has Kedusha's Domim, you can go and be pointed. Ihochi Mesa Oynishchata Tipode. How did it say in this Brisa that if the animal died, or it was Gishachdu, you can be pointed? If you're doing a normal pigeon without the benefit of Lev Bezdin Masalein, every time that you want to be poide either Bede Kabayis or even a carbon which is developed a mum, you can't just go and say, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, give $200, $500 and be poided. You have to be the Hemer HaKoyin, the Herach HaKoyin. You have to stand it up. You have to go and do an evaluation, mit an appraisal, mit an assessment. Here you can't do Hamod Varocha. Because the animal is dead. The animal is either mesa or nishchata. Animals stand up. It's not going to stand up because it's a behaima. Behaima doesn't listen to orders, especially if it's a dead behaima. So, Ibazoi, how do you know Hamada or Racha?
Good point.
Every Rib Shimon, it doesn't nishchata a gefelech. The Yomah Kachim is beach. Hoi b'chal Hamada or Racha. Kachim b'rik b'ayis, hoi b'chal Hamada or Racha. The whole thing of Hamada or Racha only applies to Kachim is beach, not Kachim b'rik b'ayis. And we just got finished saying the Paradum is only Kachim b'rik b'ayis. So it doesn't need Hamada or Racha. Oh, but you're saying it goes according to Rib Shimon. Oh, let's continue on. Rib Shimon ain't the Sefer. Let's go to the Sefer of the same Brisa. What we said about Shachta al Gabi Marachasa, what did the Gemara say before? Ain't Lopadiyah, it's already over. Ain't the Sefer Shachta al Gabi Marachasa, ain't Lopadiyah, Oilomis. Vatani, but I have another Brisa. Rib Shimon Oimer. Pora mitama tumas oichlin, hoivahoisel oshasa koisher. What does that mean? The Paraduma, after you shechted it, what happens if a sheret touches part of the Paraduma? It becomes tameh. Not only does it become tameh, but the basar of the Paraduma has a din of oichlin, and if it were to go and touch your or my oichlin, my sandwich, my cake, my fish, my flesh, whatever I own, if it touches it, it's metame tumas oichel. In other words, make that oichel tummy. Now the question is, why does it make a tummy? Rashi brings that Reb Shimon holds elsewhere that isuri hanoa ein metamen tumas oichel. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says mikolo oichel asher ye ochel. It has to be oichel that is royal hachiloi laachem. Paraduma, however, even though you did a perfect shechita, and maybe they were boydik, and they said it's certainly as kosher as can be, glad kosher, even according to the Bet Yosef, but nevertheless, it's not going to be eaten. It's going to be burned in another few minutes into ash, and they're going to add the water, and they're going to be for to be metayer to mayim, etc., etc. So, as a result, it has a din of isra hanoh, and therefore it's not ro'i l'achila. If it's not ro'i l'achila l'choira, it should not be metame tumas oichlin. Said Reb Shimon, it is metami to masachli. Hoyil v'hoysel l'shasa koisha. What shasa koisha did it have? In other words, at one point it could have been eaten, and even though now I'm not using it for eating purposes, I'm using it for the paradumah. Since it had a possibility, it gets a shame oichel and metami to masachli.
How did it either was ever menachai or was
vayta the omri shlokish oimayir Reb Shimon. How do you get that it had a shasa kosher? Because pora niftas al gabi marachasa, not like we just quoted in the earlier brisa, that once you shechted a marachasa on the hara mishra, which sees into the hara bayis, on a mokum where there is no kever hatahoyim, where we said before, but now it's already finished. Ein lapadia. No, because Reb Shimon holds pora niftas al gabi marachasa, even after the shechita on the maracha. If you decide, I don't want to use this for the paradum, I found a nicer one, a prettier one, a more handsome one, no problem, bring it over and you can be poided. Oh, so therefore, what happens if I am poided gam marachasa? Since it was a good shechita, you and I will be able to go and eat from it. Mm-hmm. So it has a shame oichel. Since it had a shasa koichel, it had a shame oichel, that's why parim etam etumas oichel. So it's crystal clear, therefore, that the previous brisa does not go like Reb Shimon. If it doesn't go like Reb Shimon, so why didn't you require hamada vaharocha? Ella says the Gemara, I withdraw the teretz. Really, it's not kachim bedekabayis. Really, it's kachim mizbeach. If it's kachim mizbeach, how could you go and be poided if matzah acheres noyimena? We have the original kasha from the beginning of a Gemara. Kedusha Shabba Lehechan Holcha. So he said on the Omer Aleph, that is a concept of Leiv Bezdim Masna Lehen. And therefore they said that we're not going to go and use it. If I don't need it, guess what? It only has Kedusha's Dom. However, they only said that by Dov Shchiach. They didn't say it by the Avudim, and presumably they didn't say it by the Paraduma either, because Paraduma was such a rare commodity. So Ibazoi, how are you telling me Leiv Bezdim Masna Lehen? Ella Shani Para Hoyl V'Demeh Yekarin. Since Parah happens to be so expensive, it's on the radar screen after all that Rabbanan, when the Chazal, when they were talking about extra Kabbanas that are not needed, such as every year the Moisar, or in the case of this Paraduma, we decided we don't want to use it anymore. It's Matzacheres Nohe Mena, even though Bayavudim, which is such a rare thing, they was not on the radar screen, you don't say, Lezim Besam Masalim B'Loi Shchiach. However, Parah, because the Me'er Yikarin, they said we better go and make Takonis and Gzeiris and Mishmores for the Paradum, and that's what they said. That in fact, if you find a better one, yes, you can go and be pointed because it has a status of Kedushas Domim. Normally, it's Kedushas Mizbeah, but Lev Mes Masalim, that only has the din of Kedushas Domim if it becomes extra because you're using another one. Okay, so with this we've concluded this shtickle, and now we're going off a little bit on a tangent. On Mamar, we said Mesa Tifta. That if it's dead, you can go and be pointed. Now what are you going to do with a dead Para Aduma? What can you use it for? That's going to be the Gemara's Teret. But we're entitled to ask the Kasha before we come to the Teret. Frank Gemara v'chi poinus k'rochishim l'achim l'klovim. It had Kedushas Aguf, you told me. It wasn't just Kedushas Dam, it's Kedushas Aguf.
Why can't you eat it as regular ochel if it's a good shchita?
Mesa, Omar Mesa, Tifta.
Okay.
Yeah, good?
Okay.
Fine. V'chi poinus k'rochishim l'achim l'klovim. What can you do with it? You're going to give it for dog food. You can't go and take kochim and be poided for dog food. Omar Sharsha, what's your teretz, Brother Shai?
Yeah, we say
that we can continue on, Mishum. Ohira. For the cowhide, literally the cowhide, for the paraduma, which you can use for leather, etc., etc. Frank Timura, come on. The kaimi bezum masnia daita doira, the oir of a paraduma, how much can it be worth? We're assuming it's not worth that tremendous amount. So you're telling me leave bezum masna lane even on a relatively small item? Umrafkana amri inchit is an expression, me gamla una, from a big, big camel. Even if the camel, for instance, were to die, and the whole thing now is worthless, una, chap, whatever you can. Even just take the oizen, take the ear of the gamel. In other words, try to save whatever you can. There was a major car accident. It's terrible, but I found a pen there in the trunk. The car never was total, but I'll take at least the pen. Take whatever you can. So even though I cannot use it for the imbasser, but I'll use it for the ear. I just buy a gamel. Use the ear. Now for the first time, how this sugya got into our Gemara. Because we said at the very beginning of the sugya, until now we were talking about the Shvu Shtayim Shein Arba, the Yitiyas Chatum Shtayim Shein Arba, and all the rest. All of a sudden we're talking about Moiser of the Lishka Satloim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How did they get into that? So Rashi said, initially it had nothing to do with our sugya, but we're going to get back to our sugya. How are we getting back? Remember, according to Reb Shimon, the Rish Chodesh Dikka was used. That's the Sor Lanas Rish Chodesh. What was it used for? Ein ba yediyah b'tzalav, ein ba yediyah b'tzalav. No, I'm sorry. That's by regard. The Gabi, the case, according to Reb
Shimon. Torah Shachos Atamei.
Thank you. The Gabi Shkoich. The Gabi Rish Chodesh is Torah Shachos Atamei. The Gabi Regolim was ein ba yediyah b'tzalav, ein ba yediyah b'tzalav. And the Gabi the Sor Lanas b'chitzayin b'chutz. There was Ein Ba'yidei B'tchilah, V'yesh Ba'yidei B'sof. So now they said to Reb Shimon, what happens if one of them gets lost, and subsequently you find it? Can you go and switch it from Rish Chodesh to regular to Yom Kippur? May Shikov Ezeh B'zeh, Omli Yikrov. No problem. They're separate. According to Reb Meir, it's not a problem, because Reb Meir said that they're all Shavin. But not according to Reb Shimon says each one is a separate category. How come? The bottom line, the common denominator, is the same. I have a much better teretz. Lema le bezen masna leyen, that the bezen, whenever something gets lost of this genre, of this type, they're masna, and they say you could use one for the other. The more on the surface is a little bit schwer, because we're talking about avudin, and we sit at the top of the omid, that since avudim is loy shchiach, then the bezin was not masna lein. Here we're talking about avudim, right? Can go and use their rishchodish for yomtiv.
Yeah, because on a sar of avod zara or yom kippur, there's a lot of attendees, a lot of security. On Rosh Chodesh, you never know. It's Rosh Chodesh.
So who gives this teretz? That's the bottom toises. Look at the bottom toises. Reb Shimon Leslie levin bathem masna lein. V'loy motzi lishnuyi avudim shani. The vudim deli el vade lo ishchichi. Din is horim l'shamrim b'yoyse. L'fisha kedushasim meruba. Doma nichlus lefnai v'lefnim. Inami inu gufayu lo ishchichi. V'par v'sor shiyam v'kipurim. In el pamachas v'shonam. V'chein tzir abay lizor lo ishchichi klal. Okay, that works for the rishchoydish and for the regel. But what about the Sora Nasa B'chutz? It's also only once a year. It should be like the Sora Nasa B'fnim. Aval hocha, aval gav the Mari Nine B'Sora, chitzu shol yom kippurim, mikol mokim, s'ire chitzoinim, shchichi tuva, vavudim ditu shchichi, maski bezim daitayim lahasas aleim. When it comes to yom kippur, the Sora Nasa B'fnim, l'fnai v'lefnim hui, and the par, l'fnai v'lefnim, these are kodesh, these are not just regular kedushas and mizbeach. These are kodesh kadoshim. These are not just upgraded to business class. These are first class, triple first class.
Private jets.
So therefore, private jets from Qatar or not. Anyway, but the bottom line, the Gemara says, is then we say that the led bezem masalim. That's talking about those type of avudim. Shani avudim lo shchichi. That is so unshchiach that something should get lost. However, these are regular musaf, you know, this happens all the time in Rosh Chodesh and regular, and then you have all these Zahirim.
Another
lost Zahir, okay. It ran away. It's not the first time, it's not the last time. Exactly. So therefore, Lev Bezen Masnalei. So Ibazoi Freitimara. So why did Reb Shimon have to give Eshtekul Doichi Teretz? Well, they're all common denominator, Tumas Mikshid Oshav, have much better Teretz. Lev Bezen Masnalei, and therefore I can go and use the Rosh Chodesh for Yomtev and Yomtev for Rosh Chodesh and for the Chitza and all. And for the more Reb Shimon Kamris, you're asking for Reb Shimon less late bezin masale. He doesn't agree with that concept. Dim Rabidi, Omer, Par, Avin, Omer, Amram, Omer, Yechon, Tavinish, Lehut, Rukhalitzim, El Div, Reb Shimon, Ein Niftin Tamimim. Only according to Rechachomim, Niftin Tamimim. Why? Because the Chom do hold of Lev Bezin Masalein, but Reb Shimon does not hold of Lev Bezin Masalein. And now the Gemara, starting from Rabban de Pliyele Maninu, is going to search where do we find which Chacham hold yes Leib Bezdin, and where do we find Reb Shimon that does not hold Leib Bezdin. And that will be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Hatzlach.
Answer the kashas we asked before, then, the various cases where we said that Leib Bezdin Masnalim.
Leib Bezdin Masnalim, but not according